Good morning, Bridge City Church, White Oak Campus. How y'all doing this morning? Y'all doing good? Awesome. Well, if I haven't had the opportunity to introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak Campus of Bridge City Church. And I say it every Sunday. I'll continue to say it. I won't stop saying it. There's no place I'd rather be than right here with you all worshiping God and praising His name. Before we jump in and continue our series, Firm Foundation, I just want to give a round of applause for the gift that is our worship team and what they do for us week in and week out and leading us into the presence of God. I'm so thankful for them. And one of the parts of our worship team that we actually don't even get to recognize a lot because none of you really look back there unless there's a problem. That's our production team that's back there. So why don't you all just look back there? They're back there. They sit back there week in and week out in the sound booth. And sometimes you just look back there whenever the screen turns off or whenever there's a problem with the microphone. You never look back there whenever there isn't a problem. But they're amazing every week. They make sure that the gifts that are up here sound good and that the words are, they lead you into the presence of God as well. So we're so thankful for each and every one of you. We're going to continue our series, Firm Foundation, in just 1 minute, but I have the amazing opportunity, as you can see on the screen behind me, we're going to give you an update on Kingdom Builders. Last week, we received an offering for Kingdom Builders in Guatemala specifically, and we received $4,630 across the board, and today, it's just an update. We're not celebrating yet, because maybe you weren't here yet to hear about the offering last week for Guatemala. So if you haven't had an opportunity to give towards what Katie and Wesley Sanchez are doing in Guatemala and the mission that they're on there, you have an opportunity to do so. And next week, we're going to celebrate all that God's done and what He's going to do through that mission in Guatemala. So you have an opportunity today to still do that before we celebrate all that He's done next week through Kingdom Builders. Because remember, we all are people that are building the kingdom. We get to do it together globally, locally, and for the future. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So let's pray, and then we're going to jump into our Firm Foundation series. Father God, I thank you so much for who you are and who we get to be because of you. Lord, may we not just be hearers of your word today, but may we be doers of your word. May we go outside of these walls, which is just a building, and may we truly be the church, Lord. May we be the church in action. May we go outside of these walls and put everything that we hear today and have heard into action, Lord. May we truly be doers of the word. May we walk it out in every single way. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Today we're going to jump in straight to Colossians 2, and we've been using these verses out of Colossians 2, 6, and 7 to launch us into every week, but today we're in Colossians 2, so it's actually going to launch us into the remainder of our teaching today. So it reads, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Everybody say, walk in Him.
Walk in Him.
Loud so the third floor can hear it. Walk in Him.
Walk in Him.
Loud so people in the parking lot walk into Plaza and realizing they don't open until 11:30 can hear you. Walk in Him.
Walk in Him.
You guys did really good there. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Living in a life that helps you to be thankful in everything and anything. Rooted in His word. What He established for you is where you're supposed to live. Now, where is it easy to live in that? When you're together, when you're with all your brothers and sisters on Sunday, when everybody's here, when you have Nate and the worship team leading you in worship, when you have Randy and the welcome team and everybody out there greeting you, when you have Dawn and the cafe team making you delicious, would you like hot coffee or iced coffee? Whenever you have all this stuff that's creating an environment where all your other distractions aren't there. It's easy to walk in Him when you have others leading you or protecting you or guiding you or holding you up. It's easy, but once you walk outside of these walls, it gets harder to walk in that because there's a world out there, this big, scary world. No, there's a world out there that lies to you. There's a whole world that's going to try to counteract the truth. I want to take this example a little bit further because I'm a visual learner. How many visual learners do we have? All right. Well, everybody else, just hang tight. Got a C note here. $100 bill. Look good? Yeah? All right. Look good? Good, good, good. Gabe, let me know about that. Is that good?
Sure.
Hold it up to the light. Chris, give it to Chris. Yeah, that's fake. Yeah. You still want it? You want? No. This is as fake as it gets. For motion picture uses only. We had to buy this for production we were doing. And now it's being used for an illustration. But yeah, it's fake. Looks real. The more used it gets, the more real it feels. When it first came in the mail, we were like, that feels so fake. We were like, beat it up a little bit. It feels real now. It has the blue strip. It has everything that you would think to make it look real until you hold it up to the light and there's no security strip. There's nothing that says U.S. Treasury. There's nothing that says that this is backed in any way at all. Why am I doing this? Because there's things in your life that until you put it up to the light, you will think it's A-okay. Until you give it to somebody else in your life, hey, help me look at this from a different perspective, you will think it's all good. You won't even know that it's counterfeit to the truth. You won't even know that it's opposite of what the light says, what God says. You won't even know. You'll think, hey, that's good. That's legit. Until you go and try to walk in it. There's fakes for everything. There's so many counterfeits out there. The world knows how easy it got to counterfeit money. They had to take unbelievable steps to go against the counterfeit. You're going to have to take unbelievable steps in your life to stay rooted in and walk in the truth. And you're going to need other people to walk with you to help you stay in the light. I used this illustration during our huddle this morning, which is where we get together as everybody that's serving, the A-team, and we get together, and I use this illustration. And right afterwards, I had the opportunity to speak with somebody who wasn't in there, and I got to bring something to light for them in their life. Something that the enemy was lying to them and keeping it. And once it was in darkness, the darkness just took root. And when it was brought to light, everything was better. The truth was revealed. So I don't know what counterfeits you're dealing with in your life, but listen, the truth is way better. I got a fake C note in my pocket, but I'd much rather have a real one. Feel what I'm saying? Okay. As we walk in the truth, as we walk in an understanding of who he is, we start to walk in knowing that as we walk in the light, the darkness's power loses more and more and more and more and more equity in our life. Maturity starts to happen. maturity starts to take hold. So let's read verse 8. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies or high-sounding nonsense that come with human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. Don't let these lies, don't let these counterfeits, don't let this stuff capture your mind, your heart, your attention. Don't let it. Don't become a victim of fraud. It will carry you away from the protector. Don't allow it to happen. Be like that little old lady at Target. Hold on a second. I have to get my pen. One day I had a real $50 bill. They wouldn't take it. Their pen wasn't working. I was like, well, I just printed this. They did not think that was funny. They did not. And then they go and put it in a machine, and the machine wouldn't accept it. I was like, I just made it. It's perfect. Rachel was like, why would you say that? I was like, I don't know. I'm a dad. It's a dad joke. It was perfect. But they wouldn't take it. And then I started to worry like it wasn't real. I was like, well, let's go get rid of it as quick as we can. Do you remember that? Let's go to another Target. But as we get captured by these things, sometimes we need other people that are going to pull us out of it. We need other people that are going to help us mature. And I'm not just talking about getting older. I know some old people that are really immature. And I know some young people that are very mature. As we grow, as we get more involved in the faith, there's things that are going to help us mature in our faith. And we need to make sure that we're constantly staying alert. That we're staying alert of the things around us, that we're more alert to our surroundings. I was just talking to somebody. I always know what's going on around me, always. It's a blessing and it's a curse all at the same time. When Rachel and I first started dating, it was something she thought I was always looking at everything around me that I wasn't looking at. You get what I'm saying? And it took years for me to help her understand, like, babe, I'm just making sure that what's going on around me is that you and I are protected, and I want to make sure that I know where the door is, where the other door is, and who's coming in and out of those doors. This is the only room that I sit with my back turned to hundreds of you. Why? Because of our amazing ushers that create an environment of excellence, and I appreciate them so much. Thank you so much for them. Thank you. But I stay alert in my faith, in my natural life, and in my supernatural. I want you to do the same thing because there's an enemy that is prowling around for you. And you need other people that are staying alert with you. Rich, you'd be like, what are you looking at? Well, I'm looking at that guy, that guy, that guy. That car was really cool that just drove past. Did you see that? And she's like, I didn't see any of that. Well, what did you see? Nothing. Don't worry about what I saw. That's what she said. That's what she would say. Ask her about it. She was looking for something different. Then we need to stand firm in our faith. And we need people that are going to stand firm with us. Because there's times when you may feel really strong and somebody next to you may feel really weak. It's your time to stand strong for them. There's times when you may be in your group or your circles of life and you may feel really weak and you need to lean on that person that feels really strong. And then lastly, this is the portion that so many people don't get to. Submit to the process. Don't just go through it. Submit to it and enjoy it. Listen, anything worth doing takes time. Anything worth doing takes time. It's a process. And you need to progress through the process. You can't skip steps. Steps are important. And progressing through them is even more important. One of my son's my son loves, he calls it shredded meat, but anything that's cooked in the crock pot or on a smoker or slow roasted or braised or any of that, he loves it. But listen, Rachel and I don't always have 8 to 12 to 15 hours to cook something for Lennon. But he will eat that forever and ever. Can I have some more shredded meat? Can I have some more shredded meat? Can I have some more shredded meat? He's a connoisseur for slow roasted meats. It's really good because it takes time. He also likes the lower things in life. He's a good connoisseur for a good hot dog. All beef, of course. Needs to be grilled. He won't eat it out of the microwave. Rachel has become a great grilling expert with those things. She puts it in the air fryer. And she tells him it's grilled. Shh. She almost got the one day. Ask her about it. But whenever we submit to the process, the reward is amazing. Whenever we walk in freedom, the reward is amazing. Whenever we allow for God's timing to take over our wants and time, it's amazing. Let's continue to read and keep going in Colossians 2. You know what? Before we read verse 9, let's read 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 13. Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is. And this word continues to work in you as you believe. You know, it's different than you just coming to church, hearing the word, and that was nice. We prayed about, in the beginning, being not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Whenever you start doing what the word of God says, it changes things. You're not just a mere hearer of the word. You don't think that these are just human ideas. You know, so many times people are like, I just really don't like what Pastor Nick said today. I don't really like what Pastor Rick said. I don't really like what the church says. These aren't our ideas. This is him. This is God. We're just delivering his message. I'm delivering the message to me too. You know, sometimes I'm really challenged by the message. I'm really convicted by the message. I got to live it first. I got to say, ow, all week before it gets delivered to you. Whenever we read these things, whenever we walk in this, whenever this is the stay alert part, we have to be encouraged and empowered and equipped by it. Verse 9 and 10. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in the human body. So you are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. He completes you. He's what makes you full now. For years and years and years, I don't know every one of your stories, but I know a lot. There's so many other things in the world that you thought were going to fulfill you. We're going to complete you, whether it was that relationship or that addiction or that car or that job or that net worth or that education or whatever it may be. Those things might be a step in your process, but they're not going to complete you. He is. He's going to fulfill you. He's going to be the one that brings everything to complete unity in your life. You know the saying, oh, my life is so full. Oh, this, I love this feeling. I love where I'm at right now. I'm just so full. Usually means about something that you're doing or a certain moment in your life. I'm just overflowing right now. We should live there. We should live there. We shouldn't just say, oh, I'm so full after a good meal. Which I'm not against. I'm totally for. I love a good meal. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. Okay? Medium rare. If you go over medium, we can talk. That is not blood on a steak. If it's not, we'll talk. I can't do that. Yes, you can. I believe in you. We can work this out. Whenever we know that Jesus is what fills us up, Jesus is what helps us to get to new levels. Jesus is what completes us. He is it. It changes everything. Here we go. Jesus, because of these verses, he is the ultimate authority in our life. He's it. The buck stops with him. But too many times, Jesus is the last authority we go to. God, I messed up again. I need you. Which I'm all well and good with. We need to continue to run to him. But he needs to be who we run to first. Because he is the authority. He is the boss. He is the one who will lead us, feed us, guide us, protect us, and help us through the process that we're submitting to. So I want to ask you a question. And I can't do this for you. I want you to evaluate the influences in your life. I want you to have a self-evaluation time. These are always really fun. Evaluate what influences your thinking. What's influencing you? There's a reason influencers are a thing now. There's a reason that that's people's jobs. People get paid to influence you. Your algorithm is trained to influence you. If you're a 30 to 50-year-old male, guess what? They're influencing you. They know what most of you think. You got to retrain your algorithm. My algorithm is puppies, pizza, slow roasted meats, bicycles, and now fish tanks. Come at me. I had to stop liking my sister-in-law's stuff, who is an amazing influencer. Guess why? Because I don't like tattooed women who like to dress up. Sorry, Maria, I love you. But I don't like all of Maria's stuff because I don't want to mess my algorithm up. And she taught me that. She's like, listen, you're going to mess your algorithm up. So, like, I'm very selective in the things that I like. I like my algorithm. I like that when I open my algorithm, it knows me because I want my influences to be shaped a certain way. Rachel said to me the other night, she's like, do you know how we would eat if our budget was endless? She's like, I would eat like a queen. Because I love to cook. But what's shaping your thinking? Open up your algorithm. Look at it. What YouTube messages are shaping your thinking? What songs are shaping your thinking? What worldly ideologies are shaping your thinking? Evaluate your heart. Stay alert to the things you're taking in. Things are creeping into Christianity, and we're totally okay with it, even though they're contrary to the Word of God. We're opening the door. Come on in. Here's the couch. There's the fridge. And listen, we got shredded meat in the crock pot. Until then, we'll throw some hot dogs on the grill. We're doing it. We're allowing it to happen. We're not staying alert. Let's keep going. Verses 11 through 13. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised you, who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead. Everybody say, we're dead. Because of your sins and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all your sins. These verses, 11 through 13, are some of the most amazing verses in the Word of God. They're so powerful. Three verses that we need to hold on to and walk in and make sure that we know, because these are like the benefits package. When you get hired at a job, you want to know, how many days off do I get? What's the insurance? What's this? You want to know the benefits. These are benefits. And you're like, wait a second, circumcision, that's one of the benefits? Yes, because it's not a physical procedure. It's things being cut away from your heart. It's your heart being cut away every single day. Now listen, I'm like, okay, what does that mean? They're just cut. I need to live. No, the things that used to feed you, the things that used to guide you, the things that used to make you feel like you were being fulfilled are being cut away. Maybe it's that relationship. Maybe it's that addiction. Maybe it was that thing that used to be a part of your algorithm. Cut away. And this is not a one and done thing. That physical procedure, that's once. The spiritual one that we're talking about, it's for everyone and it's constant. It's happening all the time because the tension is that the world is always trying to get your heart, because for every truth, there's a counterfeit. For every real thing, there's a fake. Everything. Every single thing. That there's a real deal, there's a fake one. What else? Baptized. You get to be baptized. You get to be united with him. And listen, you may be sitting here today and you may be like, I was baptized as a kid. I'm good. I got that little sprinkle. I'm good. Now listen, I'm talking about you making the decision as an adult to identify with Christ and what he's already done on the inside of you, that heart surgery. I was baptized as a kid, but I was baptized into a religion. And all I remember about that was the priest at the Serbian Orthodox Church, when he lifted me into the baptismal, he said, Bujo Bujo, which means, oh my God, in Serbian, because I was too big. I should have been baptized as a baby, but I was like 8. I didn't fit in the baptismal almost. I almost like overflowed it. He said, oh my God, in Serbian. He pulled me out. I got back in my white suit. I went home. I got a bike. I got savings bonds, and I got a Ghostbusters firehouse. That's it. That's all I remember of my baptism. And then later down the line, I realized that the savings bonds were not worth what they said, and I needed to wait for them to mature. And it took forever. And they still didn't reach the full maturity because I didn't have patience. I was like, just take them. Just give me what you think I deserve. That's what I remembered about my baptism until I was old enough to make the decision that I wanted to be baptized into a relationship with Jesus, and I wanted sin to no longer be my master, and I wanted to fully be identified in front of many witnesses that Christ was the boss of my life. He changed me, and I wanted everything to be left in that water, and I wanted to walk for him all the days of my life. That's the baptism I'm talking about. Now, nobody screamed, "Buja, buja," except for the sound guy that was sitting in the front row when I got dunked and the wave happened and I almost took out the speaker that was on the stage. He did say some stuff because he was worried. His name was Joe. I'll never forget that. What else? You were raised to new life. I used to get really kind of creeped out by this statement because it used to be, you're a born-again Christian. You're born again. It's like, yeah, that's weird. I don't want to be that. That's weird. Now I'm like, you can call me whatever you want because I was raised to new life. I did get a new way to think. I got a new way to talk. I got a new way to carry myself. I have a new passion, purpose, and future. Call me whatever you want because the old me is dead. I'm looking out across this room and seeing so many new lives. The old you is gone. You have a new way to think, a new way to walk, a second chance on life. You've been redeemed from the hands of darkness. And it's all for Jesus now. You've been forgiven. That's what marks your life. You're living for him now. And the rest of your life should be living as a thank you letter. Because of that forgiveness. And you may be sitting here right now and thinking, I'm not there yet. Well, let's get you there. Let's get you there. Let's help you be marked by Christ. Your life should be marked by him. And when you're walking in these things, when you're walking in the fact that your heart is changing, you're not allowing for sin to be your master anymore, you're raised to a new life, you have a new way of thinking, walking, seeing. This forgiveness is what dictates how you walk. And now you're walking in the mighty power of him all the days of your life. People will see that. You don't even need to preach a message and people will ask you, what's different about you? It's him. Why do you seem happy all the time? I am not happy all the time, but I have a joy in my heart. I got a joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Hey, down in my heart. Hey, I wasn't raised in church, but I have that now. I didn't grow up going to Bible vacation school. What's it called? VBS? Yeah. My parents didn't ship me off to that stuff. But I know those songs now. Why? Because it's in me. It's you. You have joy. Walk in it. People will wonder where it came from, and you get to point to him. You don't need to hold a sign on the side of the road. Hey, hell's coming. Although it is. It is. That road is paved and it's wide and a lot of people are on it. But I want your life to be marked in such a way that we're populating heaven, not hell. And we're leading people here. We have 35 days till Easter. 35 days. You're like, oh, I got to get to Five Below. Oh, I got to go get Sour Patch Kids for the kids. Oh my God, how am I going to get baskets? It doesn't matter. They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to survive if they don't have a giant Easter basket full of stuff. They're going to be fine. We'll give them some stuff here. Okay? But I still got to get baskets. It's the Five Below. It's all $5 and below. No, it's not. They have a bigger Beyond section than they ever have before. And Dollar Tree should be renamed. It's false advertising. It's a $1.25 tree. Times are tough. Listen. And they have $10 things in there now. Yeah, it's crazy. Where was I? Oh, Easter. 35 days to invest in our community. 35 days to go and allow for your life to be marked and people to see it. 35 days to invest in people's eternities. People are so open and ready to be invited to a place on Easter. Why? Because of tradition. And we're fine with that. We're fine to catch those tradition fish. Because it's not a catch and release day. We're going to try to keep them. It's not like trout season, which Lennon wants to go fishing. I never went fishing. So if anybody knows how to fish and stuff, all right, we're going to wing it the rest of the way here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we go. Verses 14 through 15. He canceled the record of the charges against us, and he took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly. By his victory over them on the cross, the records of wrongs that the world wants to keep against you are gone. They're nailed to that cross. And because of who he is, because of what he's done in your life, because of what he's doing in your life, you get to walk in that and shame the enemy publicly. I was that. I'm this now. I was who you say I was, but I am this now. I am more than a conqueror. I am a son who have been set free. I am what he says I am. They've been canceled, wiped out, completely obliterated. I got to go to federal court this Friday. Don't worry, I was sitting in the galley. I was not there for charges. But I love going into those types of environments when you are sitting on that side. It's fun because it's beautiful. It was a beautiful environment. I was there for a naturalization ceremony. Somebody's becoming a citizen, and it's just a beautiful event. And one of the things that happened and took place was they shared that the nation of origin that you walked in there with is no longer what you identify with. It's gone. It's wiped clean. And they were given a certificate that now identified them fully as United States citizens. Nothing could change that, ever. They identified differently. And they were told how important this identification was, how important this piece of paper was. They were told over and over and over again that if they lost this piece of paper, it was actually going to be $555 for them to replace it. And they're like, hey, don't lose this piece of paper. It's really important. It has your identification number on it. It's going to be $555 for you to replace it. If we haven't told you this yet, they told them over and over and over again how important this piece of paper was, because it was what identified them as United States citizens now. And it was beautiful. They went around the room and shared their nation of origin and why they were excited to become an American citizen and all around the room. And then lastly, the federal judge, she shared her story, and she held this till the end. It was like the cherry on top of the sundae. she shared that she was a naturalized citizen as well. She came here when she was 8 years old. She became a citizen when she was 12. Her family was from Argentina, and she used to be embarrassed that her parents spoke with an accent and that she spoke with an accent and that her family spoke two languages. And then she began to understand what a blessing that was, and then she seized the opportunity to be able to understand the blessing that was in her life. And now she's a federal judge, her brother's a doctor, her sister's a doctor, and that wouldn't have happened if they didn't walk in the blessing that they received. So I have a question for you today. Are you walking in the blessing that you've received as a son or daughter of Christ, knowing that you're a citizen of heaven? These people were taking pictures. They were waving their flags that they got. They were so excited to take a picture with the judge. They were so excited to go out to lunch afterwards and dinner afterwards. And they were excited to walk in their newfound citizenship. But are we walking out of this place excited that we're citizens of heaven? Are you excited that you're marked and you know where you're going? Listen, I'm an American second. I live here, but I know where I'm going to live. I'm so blessed that I get to live in this country, but I'm so, so blessed that I know that this is temporary. You are marked for change. You are marked to be different. You are marked to be able to understand that everything has been canceled in your life and you are different now. The enemy's been completely disarmed. Can't harm you anymore. Most of the things that you're dealing with as a Christian now are things that were done to you before you were even saved. Because he doesn't have a weapon now. It's a fake. It's a prop gun. It's a fake sword. It's not even sharpened. You have a sharp sword. The threat has been removed. Now we get to walk publicly and celebrate the victory. Are we doing that? I'm going to stand loud and proud for Jesus every single day. It's like when the Steelers won. When's the last time they won a Super Bowl? When is it? No, seriously, because I was at the parade. No, I was at the parade. When was the last time? I believe black and gold. You caught me. I believe black and gold. Was it 2016? I don't know, I was at the parade. I remember I helped some dude climb a light pole. He's like, let me get on your shoulders. I was like, I'm pretty high up here, guy, okay? He's like, okay. Anyways, we have parades to celebrate these victories. You should be having a parade every single day in your life. Now, I'm not telling you like to dress like a parade leader all the days of your life and to walk. I'm not doing that. But celebrate. Celebrate who you are because of him. Publicly. I'm not telling you to walk into Plaza later or go to Aldi and Johnny will say, I publicly want to make you all aware of the victory that I'm walking in. Because they might call somebody. They might call somebody. Okay? But just walk in joy. Walk in joy. Because he's removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. But we pick them back up. We carry them around. We remember them. We hold them against ourselves. Or here's one, we hold them against others. One of the most powerful statements that you can learn as a Christian, please forgive me. Please forgive me. That was not my intent. Please forgive me. Let's walk forward. Let's move forward. Let's get past this. Please forgive me. Humble yourself. Jesus' suffering, his shed blood, his sacrificial death, and the resurrection are the only adequate and available grounds for our ransom from sin, for our reconciliation to God, for what we were bought back from, which is a life of slavery to sin and our restoration. Listen, Jesus didn't just slap some paint on the walls. He fully restored us. There's a difference between just making something look a little better and fully restoring it. Big, big difference. Your debt has been paid in full. Completely. Paid off. I don't know where I'm going to go. Has anybody had like their mortgage sold before? Like they switch who handles your mortgage? Yeah, it's a hassle. It's a complaint. But I don't know. By the time I pay off my mortgage, I'm driving somewhere. They're stamping paid in full somewhere. I want that. Mr. Deed, give me the deed, please. But this is it. This is your life. It's been paid for. Walk in that celebration. It's always scary when your wife stands up and leaves. Like, oh, Lord, what did Lennon do? Oh, she's helping Hopi. You could have brought her up here, Nick. I would have. It's like, what did Lennon do? That's what I thought. We have to submit to the process. How we walk in this. Let's wrap up our time here in Colossians 2. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or you drink or for not celebrating holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbaths, for these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Christ himself is that reality. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying that they have had visions about these things or their sinful minds have made them proud. And they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body, for he holds the whole body together with joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it. You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep following the rules of this world, such as don't handle this, or don't taste this, or don't touch that? Such rules are mere human teachings about things that deteriorate as we use them. These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, pious self-denial, or severe bodily discipline, but they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires. You can't earn any more of what Jesus has already done for you. Just get closer to him through his word, through his teachings, through what he did on the cross for you. Walk in what he's already done. Don't try to do more to earn it. You want to eat fish on Fridays for the fish fries? Do it. You want to have a steak? Have a steak. I love when I'm at places and people think they're suffering for Jesus because they're having the best fried fish in the world. I'm like, oh yeah, that's, just keep suffering through that tartar sauce. That's real. You're really honoring him. Have some extra hush puppies. Now, I'm not going to knock anybody. If you want to observe Lent, I'm not knocking that. Feel free. Feel free to do that. I'm not knocking that. But that's not going to give you more of Jesus. fasting, praying, abstaining from your flesh, the things your flesh wants, yeah, that's it. But a fried fish sandwich ain't it. Like a good one. Like I'm talking a good one. Not like Gordon's Fisherman. All these things, we get to walk in knowing Jesus more and the gifts of knowing him and growing in him, all because of what we made a decision to do. Let's go back to Colossians 2, 13 through 15. If we received Jesus and we're walking these verses out, this is what changes everything. If we received this, if we walk in this, if we're not allowing for counterfeits to rule our lives. You were dead because of your sins and because of your sinful nature were not yet cut away. Let's cut them some things away today. Your heart wasn't yet given to him. If you have not a day where you gave your life to him, where you allowed for this spiritual procedure to take place, let today be your day, March 16th, 2025 at 12:01 noon, Eastern Standard Time. Let's cut some things away. Let's begin to allow for your life to be marked by him. Let's publicly shame the enemy. Let's walk in victory. If you don't have a day, a time, a place where you allowed for the wrongs that have been committed by you and to you in your life, be nailed to the cross, let it happen today. Nail it to the cross and leave it there. Walk in victory, knowing that you will not lose because he can't lose. He's victorious. You're going to take some bumps and bruises along the way, 100%. But you win. Seal the deal on your citizenship to heaven today. Now listen, we don't have a cool certificate that we're going to give you. And I mean, we can print something out for you, but I don't have like a heaven citizenship number or anything like that. Sarah can make something up. I mean, we got that. We'll take your picture. But make sure you know where you're going. And I'm not talking about lunch. I'm talking about eternity. If you don't have a day, a time, a place where you've repented of your past, received what he did on the cross and his forgiveness, and ask him to be the leader into your future, Lord, into your future, let today be your day. And I'm going to ask you to do something really brave. And that's slip your hand up to heaven and say, God, that's me. I don't have that day. I don't have that time. I don't have that place. And I need some people to pray with me and encourage me and empower me and lead me closer to you. Anyone at all today? Don't say, oh, I'll just wait till I get right to raise my hand. That's backwards thinking. I'll wait till I get clean to raise my hand. That's backwards thinking. That's like saying you're going to get a shower before you get a shower. Maybe you responded to the gospel once, but you weren't walking it out. You weren't walking it out. It was an emotional thing. Maybe today's your day to rededicate your life to Jesus. Say, I want to do it for real today, God. I'm committed to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Anyone else? Anyone else today? Lord, thank you so much for who you are and who we get to be because of you. Help us to continue to grow in maturity. Help us to continue to grow in our faith. Lord, help us to stay alert, stand firm, and enjoy. enjoy the process on which we are on. In Jesus' name.